Neither your average birthday band nor your average birthday party setting. The famed Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra strikes up the Austrian national anthem in the Opera House. The audience? Well, just about everyone still living who had a role in the past century of the country's history. As well, there are invited guests from Israel, Jewish Austrians or their descendants who managed to escape the Holocaust, and schoolchildren from across the country. But this is more like a remembrance ceremony than a birthday celebration. The music is muted, even somber. The speech is serious, laced with warnings. President Alexander Van der Bellen.
Zugleich muss die Demokratie wachsam sein.
Democracy must be vigilant, uncompromising towards the intolerant, but open and tolerant to the exchange of opinions among democratic people. And that demands a free and independent media.
That's a not-too-veiled reference to recent attacks on the state media by the right-wing Austrian Freedom Party. But the president could also be talking about neighbouring Hungary or Poland or the United States. On the centenary of the Republic, Austria is reminding itself of the short life and bloody end to its first attempt at democracy. Within a decade of the founding of the First Republic, there was civil war, and the early democratic dream, indeed even the name Austria, disappeared as Adolf Hitler and National Socialism came to power. Chancellor Sebastian Kurz might have been thinking of that tirade of hate from 1938, as in 2018 he tells his audience.
Denn Demokratie hält zweifelsohne unterschiedliche Meinungen aus.
There is no doubt that democracy sustains differing opinions, but our own history has taught us that violence in language can rapidly lead to actual violence.
The ceremony showcased music, but it was an Australian opera singer, Margaret Plummer, who stole the Austrian show. Perhaps Google's predictive typing caused an error when organizers searched online for an Austrian mezzo-soprano. If so, it was a happy mistake. There was another performer at this birthday bash, a woman who fashioned a symphony from words. The Austrian-Slovenian writer Maja Hadalap delivered the keynote speech.
Spoštovani predsednik Republike Austrije, spoštovana gospa Schmidauer.
Maja greets the guests in both German and Slovene. A reminder that on the day of its founding, the Austrian Republic was a multilingual, multi-ethnic state. What follows is a literary walk through the century of the Austrian Republic. She speaks of the long, shallow breath of history, of how her grandfather fought in the army of the monarchy and saw the empire fall to be replaced by the Republic. She speaks of migration, globalization, digitalization, the environment and climate as new, unsettling challenges. And she warns against populist solutions.
When, across Europe, nationalistic parties tell insecure citizens that they are a substitute for the shattered public spirit, offering national identity as a home, then the crisis deepens. It is less tangible, but even more fundamental than the crisis at the start of the 20th century.
Reinhard Heinisch, a political scientist from Salzburg University, says Austria has made a success of its second democratic republic, but history suggests it's too early to celebrate.
I mean, the kind of divisions that shape democracies in the rest of Europe and the United States are shaping Austria as well. It is somewhat awkward that one of the parties in government has to officially represent Austria on several of these auspicious celebrations, and at the same time, they're often accused of fomenting division and of representing a spirit that harkens back to darker periods in Austrian history. So in that sense, I think that explains why the feeling is not particularly jubilant.
And that word, Friede, peace, does seem to sum up the main sentiment at celebrations to mark Austria's Republican century. Kerry Skyring, DW Vienna.